Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your
country. We are the last Americans.
We are the last
Americans.
We are last. Yeah, bitches.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to the show on this fabulous Wednesday.
Woo! Oh, shit. There goes my stuff again.
You can't get that excited.
I can't. No. This fucking shield just keeps on falling off. On the damn wall. But look, this is my Jon Snow figure.
John, oh, okay.
And
you got him holding an American flag?
I mean, I guess I stole it from my wife. But yeah, so like, check this out. So he's like holding up his sword, but I placed an American flag in his way.
Oh, shit.
I know the camera's all kind of funky right now, but you guys get what I'm going here. So if this guy comes after your ass in battle,
oh man,
you're shitting your pants right away.
It kind of looks like
a long ass sword.
Kind of almost like a Mel Gibson feel.
Well, yeah, except for, you know, not as badass, because no one can be as badass as Mel Gibson.
That's true. That's true.
I mean, it's hard to beat that. So, yeah. Anyway, yeah. A lot of shit's going on, dude.
Yeah.
I mean,
there's actually
shit's
some
falling off my walls.
There are actually some interesting stuff happening.
Interesting and fucking morbid, dude. Another school shooting.
Yeah. Yeah, that sucks.
You know, and like, I was actually thinking about this. I'm like, would the majority of people trade the option for, like, you know, to arm ourselves, the constitutional right to arm ourselves with guns for their kids' safety? Now, like, as a father, I was literally like going, dude, I'd give up my son, or wow, give up my gun to save my son.
I'd give up my son.
Freudian sure. slip.
I'd give up my son for sure.
I would say, here's my gun. Do not touch my son. Or my daughter, or my other son. Okay, but so I'm just saying, like, kids versus the value of weapons. And I get it. Like, you got to like detach yourself from this, and you got to think big picture.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just about you and your family. It's about what this country stands for, right? And so it would be very, very hard to do. But you ultimately, you know.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you even choose at all, or you just say you raise up your middle finger and you say, come try to take either of them.
Yeah, or you use the gun to protect you and your family.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I like that idea better. But that is one of those things, dude, where it's just you get these kids. Apparently, the rumor is that this kid was on, like, some sort of serotonin uptake inhibitor, SRI, you know?
Serotonin?
Yeah, you know, it's one of those antidepressant drugs.
Mm, yeah.
And you look at mass shooters, and they're all on these fucking SSRI, whatever uptake inhibitors,
all
that shit, right?
They're all on some kind of fucking shit, some kind of antidepressant shit.
Yeah. And then you hear like these people are like, don't blame the drugs. Don't blame the drugs. I'm like, okay, whatever. I'm going to blame the drugs. Well, what else is it?
Well, yeah, there's only so many things that, you could point to. It's either bad upbringing.
Mm-hmm. That too.
It's either the kid's getting picked on at school and no one's like trying to help him, so he retaliates.
Yeah.
Or he's got stuff wrong in his head and he's... parents maybe are trying to do the right thing, or somebody is, and they're taking him to a professional, and then they're filling him full of fucking drugs and
see,
just making
yeah,
it
the
fucking
professionals,
worse.
Dude. Well, and that's the thing is, you know, this even goes back into the whole 17 boards and all that shit, where they're saying, you know, follow the mass shootings, follow like the doctors, the psychiatrists that all of these mass shooters go to. Why are these people not being interviewed? Like, bring in the doctors who are talking to this person. Now, yeah. This is an extreme case, or an extremely rare case, because the shooters are still alive.
Yes.
So, we got this guy, he's 14 years old, he's going to be charged as an adult. He killed two other 14-year-old kids. He
was it two? I thought it was four.
Yeah, I bookmarked the names, so, I mean, we can give them some respect here, you know. The okay. Names are, you got them in front of you?
I'm looking for which one it is.
It is right here, right at the top here. So Mason Schermerhorn, Christian Angulo.
Oh, there we go.
Or Angulo. There were two teachers, Richard Aspinwall and Christina Irimi. Now, if I butchered any of those names, which I likely did, apologies. But hey, this kid had a psychiatrist. He was on drugs. MK'd Ulter is his ass. I mean, Miss Cupcake in the chat saying they're all on that MK Ultra, you know?
Well, they say they don't do that anymore. So
yeah, they also say they don't, you know, turn the frogs gay.
It's funny that they, we don't do that anymore. So you did do it.
Yeah, right? Whoa. What?
They
yeah,
do.
I mean, it's proven.
They did.
MK Ultra did.
But apparently they don't anymore, which, I mean, how you can't take anything they say as truth.
Right. It's like, oh, when did you stop doing anything that was malicious and evil, that, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
any form of way to control the people.
Exactly.
Like,
when did you all of a sudden decide, oh, we're just going to not try to take control over people?
Yeah. I mean, because imagine what if, and before I say this, it's interesting that the monarch butterfly is going extinct, everybody. Did you know this?
I did not know this.
It's endangered now. It's like its population has drastically decreased, and the monarch butterfly is associated with MK Ultra.
Oh, how?
It's just a symbol for, you know, that's, I don't know, dude. I haven't like researched it all that much, but it's one of those symbols, the whole Illuminati and MK Ultra. So it's something about opening up your wings, turning in from a cocoon. And you're going to let him go as, you know, honestly, I don't know. I don't know, dude. might be one of those like Rorschach test things.
Maybe like, what do you see in the image here?
Yeah, I see a butterfly. Once you see the butterfly, they know they got your ass. Mm. You know what I mean?
Okay. So basically it's just, it's become synonymous with MK Ultra for whatever reason.
Yeah, dude. And, you'll see like a bunch of celebrities.
So many
celebrities with the monarch butterfly.
So what does that mean? It's going extinct. Like, what? Why is that interesting?
Well, it's interesting because, you know, you're saying like, hey, they don't do that anymore. So the MK Ultra is going extinct as the monarch butterfly. The symbol for MK Ultra is also going extinct.
Okay.
It's kind of a weird,
the weird coincidental symbolism there.
Yes, dude.
Okay.
So I don't know.
Well, I mean, it is weird that the kid's still alive. That usually doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm
wondering what they can get out of this guy, like what information they can get.
Yeah, I'm sure they're gonna run him through the ringer of questioning. But once again, the fucking FBI knew about this kid being a risk a year ago, at least a year ago.
Yeah.
Because there was documentation. They just released a thing saying that they had met with him at his home. Questioned him about mm-hmm. weird shit that he was like looking at or into or whatever. And
why are you killing these animals, son?
Nothing to see here. we're just gonna let this one go, and we'll see where it takes us.
Well, dude, so like, pull that up. This is the libs of TikTok. They have like the FBI issuance, this whatever the hell the response.
Yeah.
And it says, what? The FBI Atlanta responded earlier today to Appalachia High School following reports of an active shooter. Throughout the day, FBI personnel have been coordinating and supporting local and state law for support, blah, 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 blah. In May 2023, the FBI's National Threat Operations Center received several anonymous tips about online threats to commit a school shooting at an unidentified location and time. The online threats contained photographs of guns. Within 24 hours, the FBI determined that the online post originated in Georgia, and the FBI's Atlanta field office referred the information to the Jackson County Sheriff's Office at Action. So the sheriff's office located the possible subject, a 13-year-old male, interviewed him and his father. The father stated that he had hunting guns in the house, but the subject did not have unsupervised access to them. The subject denied making threats online. Jackson County alerted local schools for continued monitoring of the subject, right? But it's like, this is what I kind of wanted to talk about, is like, where is the fine line here? Because you can't violate the constitutional right, like the Bill of Rights, like, leave me the fuck alone. I didn't do anything wrong. Like, where the red flag laws, that's what this all brings in to me. It's like, yes, you've identified a weird threat, like, whatever he did, he posted a picture of guns. That doesn't
even sound... I don't know what makes that weird.
You know what I mean?
There's so many people that post pictures of guns.
Like, yeah. Well, and was this guy the only shooter? That's what I want to know. Because there were some videos going around of people saying multiple shooters. You know, there was a guy who was being reported here. I bookmarked it. Shadow of Ezra. Where you have like two different videos, it looks like. But in the video, the witness says one of the shooters.
The one on the where he's filming his TV?
Yeah, it says a grandmother of three claims that there were multiple shooters involved at the school.
Okay, do you want to watch this real quick?
Yeah, let's do that.
This shooter, did they see anybody? Have they heard if that was a student at the school?
They said that it was students that was at the school the previous year, and it was more than one shooter. They said that it was three different shooters because they had heard shots on different areas of the school campus. So my oldest granddaughter is in the 12th grade, then I have two that's in the 9th grade, and so my grandson, one of his friends, was shot and killed. And my granddaughter, one of her best friend's sister, was shot in the arm. But I don't know if he's okay.
See? So, I mean, and then I don't know what the next one is. Is that like a picture of somebody? I don't even know if that's a video or not, but the
cops came in.
It is a video. It's it's a kid talking or something.
Yeah, he says one of the shooters.
Yeah.
Right?
Let's listen to this.
Check it out.
After the cops came in, after they had one of the shooters in custody, so they had us walking out with our hands up, and they were telling us to go to the left, to come out through, actually, these doors right here. And they told us to come back. And when I looked to my left side on the floor, I saw one of the shooters. And then, like, I would say 10 inches before that, there was a kid that was deceased. And then I had to exit to go to the field where everybody's at right now.
Okay. So even the kids are recognizing, like, there was probably more than one.
Well, yeah. I mean, you had the children or the granddaughters calling the grandma saying, like, hey, we're in two different areas. We can hear gunshots coming from different locations. I mean, multiple shooters.
Well, I mean, that
one victim, one only gets perpetrated here.
Well, that's what makes this one really interesting, is they got the one alive. So,
yeah.
And he's just a kid. So is he... Now that he's in custody, is he just going to spill the fucking beans on if there was more? Was there other people involved? Like, did he do this alone? Why? If he did, why did he do it? Like, why was he even a part of this? Who else was he in contact with?
Yeah, or they're just gonna like, they're gonna freaking Julius. What's that guy's name? Caesar Chavez, the white van.
Oh yeah, bomber. He's gonna disappear.
Yeah, you're never gonna hear a word out of this guy's mouth.
Maybe.
And like, think about it. This guy is super impressionable. He's 14 years old, so they can threaten him. They can make him piss his pants, bro.
Oh yeah.
So he's not gonna talk at all. He's gonna be like, okay, yeah, I'll do what you want me to do. You know, like it's not gonna work.
Yeah. I don't know, man. It's just
long thoughts, long breaths.
Yeah, I don't know what to think about this one yet.
Well, Aeolus in the chat says election season. Yeah.
Well, yeah, so, and they immediately came out and started talking about gun regulations. Like immediately. Mm-hmm. Like it wasn't even I saw a clip of what's her fucking name, the press secretary chick, talking about universal background checks.
Jean-Claude Pierre?
Yeah, the Pierre. Yeah, it was. I saw the notification. I've seen notifications like all morning about this going on today.
Yeah.
And then within the hour, I seen a notification that she was doing a press thing and was talking about gun regulations. I'm like,
exactly.
Are you fucking kidding? Like, that's the fucking ploy. That's the ploy.
That's what
always.
They want.
It's always the ploy.
Yeah. And, you know, it's like, I mean, even Trump is on board. Like, after the Parkland shooting, he was calling for red flag laws, dude. He had like a whole conference. He's like, this is why I'm calling for red flag laws. Even like he said that verbatim. And then I remember he was at like a roundtable discussion with, you know, a bunch of people from Congress and Mike Pence. And they were talking about what can we do? Like everybody's saying, do something.
Yeah.
It's like, what can we do? You know, we want to like make sure that we keep an eye on these, you know, hazardous individuals, you know, but we don't want to inflict anything like, you know, we have to go through due process. And Trump butted in and goes, no, Mike, I want to take the guns first and then due process later. He's like, you due process, it takes too long. Like, you got to, you know, it's just like it take weeks or months. You got to take the guns first. And I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
What is this, Trump?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I could see taking the guns first if the person that threw up a red flag has already done something illegal.
Well, if you did something illegal with the weapon, yeah.
Well, it doesn't even have to be with a weapon, because if you're a felon or you're something like that, like if you have legal shit going on, you can't go buy a gun anyway.
Yeah. That's another thing too. Like, I think that's unconstitutional, but that's just me.
Yeah.
And
maybe.
It's like, because you're a felon doesn't mean like you shouldn't have a gun. I mean, that's like, you know, if you piss in public and they charge you as like a sexual deviant, you know what I mean? So it's like,
oh yeah. One of those. Yeah. Things. I mean, yeah, there's stuff that doesn't make sense about it, obviously.
And well, it's unconstitutional.
Well, most of the laws about who can and can't bear arms is unconstitutional.
Yeah.
So
did you hear? I have this app where I'm looking at like votes coming up, like in, you know, the House, in the Senate, and I'm just like interested to see, okay, what are they voting on? There was one that was introduced by a Democrat that said if you are a felon, you can no longer get Secret Service coverage. And I'm like, okay, so this is obviously aimed at Trump. Like, you want Trump to die. It's like, because you couldn't be even more obvious.
Because there's that happens so much that we just we need to make some regulation on this. No,
right,
that's so very pinpointed.
Yeah, it's like, okay, so Secret Service is clearly just for presidential, people.
God.
I don't know. It was just like, oh, okay, that's not going to go anywhere.
No.
But yeah, it's just like, you know, this whole school shooting thing, like, I freak out. We all have kids.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's happening not just in, like, liberal areas. This happens in, like, Texas a lot. It happened in Georgia.
Yeah.
I mean, these are deep South Republican areas.
Well, and if you want to go real conspiracy about it, and there was some deep state people behind the influencing of stuff like this, that's where you would kind of want it to happen, right?
Yeah.
Because you kind of want to
be like, hey, look, it's not safe here.
Yeah. Because the people that are in the big Democratic cities, they're already on board with taking guns. The people that are your base, they're already on board. So now you need, if you were really that sick and evil to do something like this to try to influence decision making and lawmaking, then you would need to do it in a place that is maybe going to push people over the edge and sway people that wouldn't normally vote that way in the first place.
Agreed. And the goal is, let's put eyeballs on these Republican cities, these Republican states that are all about guns, and let's really show them how unsafe guns are.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, with a bunch of dead kids, I'm not saying there was a bunch of dead, but I mean, even one dead kid, that's horrific.
It's too much.
You know, so I'm just saying, like, the gun didn't kill people. The fucked up kid killed the person.
Well, I don't know how accurate it is, but I thought I read earlier that there was a call warning the schools about a shooting that was being planned.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I fucking didn't save it, but I feel like I seen somebody post, or there was a headline or something saying that the school, either the school or somebody got a call saying that there was a plan to have a school shooting at five different schools.
Oh, really? Yeah, because it's saying right here, breaking 911, FBI says alleged Apache school shooter Colt Gray, that's the shooter's name.
No.
Was investigated last year for making online threats to commit a school shooting. So maybe that's what he did when he posted those guns.
Oh, okay.
Maybe there was some context there that wasn't included.
Hmm.
But it had to do with the school shooting. So yeah, dude, I would not be surprised. And that's another thing, dude, is like the whole, like, they want people to be upset, it seems. They want people to be upset that the FBI was tracking this kid and didn't do anything about it.
Yeah.
Because they want the FBI to do something about it, right? So it's like, that is where you're going to get these red flag laws. You're going to get people that are supporting this saying like, hey, follow these weirdos, follow these mentally unstable people, and let's take away their rights. Let's take away their guns. Let's make sure that like they can't hurt anybody. And it's pre-crime, dude. It's like totally unconstitutional. Like I don't even know where to begin with this
shit,
but
that,
it's like...
What was that fucking movie with Tom Cruise?
Minority Report.
Minority Report. That's exactly what it is.
But I mean, if I had three oracles that just swam naked every day, I would trust that way more than I trust the judicial system right now.
Depending on what they look like.
Well, I mean, one of them was hot.
If one of them was... At least one of them was hot, yeah, I'd probably have some trouble making decisions.
That's true.
Like, they could tell me whatever they wanted, and I'd be like, yep.
They're like,
you're totally
in
right.
3 hours, you're going to have a cum stain on your shirt because you accidentally did not get it out of the way. Oh, no.
Oh, you were right again.
Dang it. She was right.
Oh, God. But who's to say Oracle has to be a female? What if
it doesn't.
What if it's a naked dude swimming around?
Oh, God. Kill that Oracle
at that
immediately.
Point,
get it
would
out
you
of
even
here.
Trust what he says at all?
No, I'd say you're horny. Get out of here. You're faking gay. Yeah, God. I would not. I'd be like, dude, nice try. Ain't going to happen.
To me, this whole thing, like here in Texas, there are some schools, I don't know if it's all of them, but there are some schools that do have armed police officers on guard. And they're like, they're there, and that is their job to be there and protect the school.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's a bill going through or here too that is going to allow teachers to be armed if they want to be.
They should be.
So
I mean, they should get training and be armed.
That is the only way to deter this kind of shit.
Yep.
Because without. There's no other way to prevent stuff like this from happening without infringing on people's constitutional rights. Like, they're allowed to have guns. They're allowed to think whatever they want. They have freedom of speech. Like, you can, like, the government, obviously, the FBI goes, oh, he's saying some weird shit. We should probably just watch what he says, and, like, maybe we can catch him before he does something. but you can't fucking just go in and be like, oh, you said some weird shit. Now we're going to take all your stuff. Like, right? You can't do that. So the only way to prevent things from like this from happening is create an environment that they wouldn't want to go in and try to do that in the first place.
Exactly. Become the wild, wild west again. You know what I mean?
Well, more controlled, obviously.
Pow, 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 pow. Give me my beer, bitch.
A duel at high noon.
Yeah. You stepped on my loincloth. I challenge you to a duel. Well,
did they have loincloths in the Wild West?
I don't know. Someone did.
But, I mean...
Your handkerchief.
To me, that is the only way that it's going to make a dent in this being a thing.
Absolutely, dude. If you look at where school shootings or where shootings happen... Like 98% of them happen in gun-free zones, or it's 90-something percent. I don't know the absolute stat.
Yeah, because they
can
go in without fear of retaliation, and then they have all the control at that point.
Yeah. It's like they want to shoot people before they shoot themselves, most of the time.
Well, that's what makes this one weird, is this guy's alive. So, I mean, all this stuff coming out now, obviously it's very early in the game right now with information on this.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, hopefully they can like get some stuff out of him, but we'll see.
Well, if you look at the Parkland shooting, Nicholas Cruz, remember, he is still alive, too. They just like tried him and all this shit. Like he's going away for a while.
Yeah.
But I do remember in the Parkland shooting, there was one clip and I posted it to the Telegram because I want to make sure that it's backed up and it's there, even though Telegram, who the hell knows what's going to happen. That the CIO or CEO got arrested and all that shit.
Yeah.
But there's a clip on ABC News where a school teacher was getting interviewed and she was saying how, you know, how heroic this whole thing was because like she went out in the hallway, she got all the kids into her classroom, told them to get out under the desk. And then like when she went out to close the door, she peeked out and she was like, oh, the police are here, because she saw everybody in like just totally gowned up and like
riot gear style
armor, riot gear, like, you know, blah, 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 blah. But the students who were there with Nicholas Cruz basically said that he was walking with the students on the way out as the shooting was happening. There was one blonde girl who was being interviewed saying like, hey, yeah, I saw the guy that's being accused of this, Nick. And I like went up to him and like, you know, they think it's you, right? And he's like, huh?
Whoa.
And like if you follow the timeline, like he got to the school like via Uber and then like he had like a bag or something, so people were saying, well, he had the right gear in his bag and he just changed it to it really quick. But like the time between he got dropped off at the Uber to when the shooting started at the Parkland shooting was like, you know, like less than a minute. So I'm like, how could this guy get dressed in all of this freaking right gear that fast? You know what I mean? And just like, it didn't really make sense to me as far as like him being the only shooter as well. Now we're seeing that there's three at least per that phone call.
Well, just that was the grandma on the phone call, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she said the shooters was speaking plural.
Well, and she said at least three.
Yeah,
three
and
places.
And then the kid said a couple times one of the shooters. So, like, multiple people that were either called or were there were recognizing that clearly there was more than one.
Yeah. So, that just doesn't add up. Same thing with, like, the Trump shooting, right? Or the Trump fake assassination. Whatever you want to say it is.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't think the guy on the roof who got killed was the only shooter there. We'll just put it that way. I don't know. I don't have any proof to say one way or the other. But it's like, you have to have a backup plan in case this MK Ultra kid doesn't follow through.
Mm.
You know, if you're thinking on this logical timeline, if you're thinking like, I paid for this kid, you know, or I'm planning for this kid to go in and do this shooting, then it's like, you got to have a plan B because you got to take away the guns. That's what this is all about.
So if the kid, say this kid, what was his name? Gray?
Yeah, something Gray. I don't know.
Say this kid was like an MK Ultra subject.
Mm-hmm.
Would he still be under the MK Ultra hypnosis?
I don't know. That is, it's like, does it last forever? Like,
I don't know.
Life?
Like if once the thing is done that they want them to do, does it just like boom, click, it's off? Or is he just under that hypnosis or under that fucking thing forever or for a while?
Yeah.
Cause
like what would his trigger word be? You know,
like, I don't know. Like if they're questioning him, is he going to give the MK Ultra answers or is he going to give, hey, I'm a 14-year-old kid answers.
Like, goo goo gaga, leave me alone. Like, I don't do anything.
Like, even if there was other people involved, a 14-year-old kid being questioned by fucking FBI and shit isn't going to hold fucking strong unless he's there. Obviously, he's going to have representation, I assume. So maybe the lawyers are just going to be like, don't say fucking shit. But I assume if they ever got him alone, he's just going to fucking talk and talk and talk. He's a fucking kid.
Yeah.
But if he's MK Ultra'd during the questioning, would he say anything? Or would he come up with a different thing that was like lead them in a different direction?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it just depends on who's doing the MK Ultra'd, because if the people who are doing the MK Ultra'd are the people who are interviewing him, then it's like a wash. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, we did our job. He's good. He's not going to say anything. Lock him up, everybody. You know, I don't know. But Banielson did post in the Telegram here about the phone call that you were talking about. So thank you, Banielson. This is from CNN. Appalachian High School received a phone call this morning that warned about shootings, officials say. And this is saying that a high school at the center of today's mass shooting in Georgia received an earlier phone threat. Multiple law enforcement officials tell CNN. They say that the school received a phone call this morning warning that there would be shootings at five schools and that at least Appalachian would be the first. They don't know when the call or who the call was. Oh, wait. It's not known who placed the call. Officials tell CNN they are investigating the call and where it originated from.
Doesn't matter. You had a call saying that there's going to be five fucking school shootings and your school is going to be the first one and you didn't do anything.
Right.
You
like,
didn't.
That's like immediately send kids home. Like, okay,
you did nothing. You just let them fucking walk in. Well, we'll see what happens, I guess.
Yeah.
Like how does that happen? Like of all the fucking, how many of these have happened over the years and you had a forewarning and you still did nothing?
Yeah, like I don't think any of the other schools had that forewarning.
I don't think
so
either.
Not on the day of.
That drives me nuts. Like that piece of fucking evidence right there, or whatever you fucking want to call it, the fact that they had someone call them and say, "Hey, we're gonna fucking shoot up schools," and oh fuck, and then also we're gonna do four other ones, including the one you guys are at. But we're not going to do anything right now. So we're just going to see how this goes. And like, maybe it happens. Maybe it doesn't.
Well, it begs the question, was the school in on it? Like, why would they not send the kids home? Would they just be like, oh, this is just another, like, cause whenever there's like a bomb threat, there's at least like a fire drill or like, hey, kids got to get out of the school for however many hours. We got to do our sweep. We got to look for stuff.
Yeah.
And so what's up, David boy?
What's up, dude?
So, like, this school shooting, the school received a phone call this morning that there was going to be a mass shooting at their school first, and then there was going to be four other schools that got shot up.
Yeah.
So.
And they didn't do anything?
They didn't fucking do a thing.
They did not.
Like, how do you not do anything? You get it. I remember when I was in school, and I actually, I'm going to, like, not the two-man horn, because this is, like, it's a fucked up thing. But
get angry, Chris.
I seen fucking somebody had wrote on the desk in one of my classes that they were gonna do something like that at our school, and I got a hold of I just went up to the teacher and said, hey, there's some stuff written on the desk and you should probably know about it. And then she came over and read it, and then cops came to the school. They figured out like who was when it was written and stuff, because they went back in different classes and asked people, hey, was it there when you were sitting there? And they figured out who did it, and then they fucking talked to the kid and prevented shit from happening. You had a straight up fucking phone call saying, hey, this school's going to get shot up. It's going to be the first of five.
Yeah.
And you did no precautionary fucking measures.
Something tells me that as this story progresses throughout the week or even into next week, you're going to find out about the origins of the call. Who was it on the other end of the call, like from the school, who did nothing? That person is going to be in the spotlight, whether it's the principal, whether it's the assistant, whatever, who the fuck. Like, this whole story is going to last a while because they need it to last a little bit, to push the gun control measures, to push, like, harder regulation in schools. All, I don't know. I could just see them using this event for at least a week or two. So, I don't know. Sad.
Yeah, what little I do know of it, this is one of those things where it kind of goes against the narrative that this is done for the sake of passing law for gun control. You know what I'm saying? Because obviously the root of it seems, you know, obviously there, I don't even know all the details, but I know there was some death, right? Mm-hmm. Four people.
I think there was two that were actually.
Yeah, two kids, two adults.
So four total.
Yep.
But
there's like 30 people injured too.
Yeah. I mean. But see, that all, you know, obviously that your head goes to gun control, right? Because that's kind of the narrative. But
just they came out, like we were just talking, like they came out immediately, like within the hour.
Yeah, Pierre
pushing for gun control.
Yeah, but and that's fine. They're going to. But I'm just saying the narrative of the public, the general viewer of it, is not going to be on gun control because this was a preventable situation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And if you look at the negligence of seemingly what the school may or may not have done, I think people go, wait, fuck your gun control. Why? Listen, we had a direct threat and you didn't do anything about it. Like, how is like the gun control? Yeah, fine. There was guns, but you also knew that it was happening and you refused to do something about it. This would never be okay in any situation. If you knew, some dad was going to beat his kid and you didn't step in, that would be on you too. You know what I'm saying? This, you know, so why was it not taken care of? I think in Uvalde, this is another situation where yes, people died. But what became the narrative? It wasn't the gun control. It was, why did the police not do what they were supposed to do?
Yeah.
And it depends on what side you're on, though, because, like, I can see them setting up perfectly, and you're making a good point. They're setting up perfectly the left-right paradigm. Where are these talking points are going to go? The obvious solution is the school received a threat. They should have done something about it. And that's what the Republicans, the right, are going to focus on. The left will focus on gun control. How did this guy get the gun? How did this kid get his guns? Like, why didn't the dad have the guns locked up? We should have done something to protect them from the guns.
So
it's going to be this like struggle.
Let me ask you, because I really don't know. What was the incident? Because I was at work, guys. Obviously, I'm late because I was working. My wife texted me and she said, obviously, it's election season. And then she messaged me the screenshot. Was it a student or was it a what's the situation? It was a student that brought a gun.
So it was a 14-year-old boy who shot. Two 14-year-old kids dead, shot like 30 people overall. Two teachers were dead, and he laid down his gun, and he's still alive. He was arrested alive.
Okay,
so
that's rare.
Kind of like a Parkland shooter where you have this now, you know, perpetrator.
Yeah.
He's behind bars, but he's 14 years old. I don't think he's going to squeal. I think he's going to, like, piss his pants when he's being, you know, interviewed by the FBI, whoever.
Do you think so? Because I feel like if you get to the mindset of killing people in that stage, like, what you think a cop's scary? I mean, you just blew people's heads off. And, you're like, you think a cop's going to be intimidating? Like, I think you kind of stepped over the threshold of your sane.
Yeah,
you
know, but at the same time, at 14 years old, I don't think you necessarily fully think through the repercussions of your actions.
Ah, shit. I mean,
you're brave as fuck when you have a gun and you're shooting defenseless people, but when you have other grown men yelling at you in a room, like, you're gonna be pissing yourself.
Yeah,
you'll be like, oh shit.
You're probably right. When was the call made?
I don't know. So they just said they received one, and
they received,
like, that. I think it said that morning, right?
They received a call early before school from
him,
it said, or from
this
somebody
morning.
Else?
Yeah, this morning, this was a warning that there would be five schools and that Appalachia would be the first. This was according to law enforcement officials, and this was a CNN article here. So,
did he? They don't know if he was the one that called or
I
somebody
don't know.
Else. Okay, so yeah, why is it that when?
They're investigating the origination or the original phone call.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.
Is it that when there's a bomb threat, the school locks down, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
There's a police, when they're in a high speed chase and there's a person running around, they're chasing a person, they lock the school down immediately.
Yeah.
Cause they don't want that person obviously running the school, taking hostages. So yeah, this is an absolute failure.
At the very least, you could have been like, okay, last minute, we're doing 2 hours late and we're going to check everybody at the door. At the very least.
Yeah, I'm curious on the time frame, right? Like, was it before students got there?
When they got the phone call?
What was said? Why would you not lock the doors and have, all students? I just feel like there's a lot of ways you could do this. You could say all the students have to put their backpacks in the hallway and then lock your doors. That way, if somebody had a weapon in their bag, it's not accessible anymore.
Yeah, I don't know if they had it out and everything started happening like as they walked in, or if he was already in the school and then they brought everything out. I don't know. I don't think those details are available yet.
Well, I want to know what weapon did he use, because 30 people were injured. Yeah. I mean, he had a large magazine there, bro.
Well, or he just had lots of
and that's what we were talking about earlier too. Is there was a grandma that got called by a student. That was her grandson or granddaughter. I forget what it was. And there was a kid that they interviewed. Both of them said multiple shooters.
Yeah. So the grandma was saying that the daughters, the granddaughters, go to school there, and they were reporting that the shots were being fired from multiple sections of the school.
Yeah. So
they said that they reported up to 3 different shooters.
Yeah. That's possible.
And then the one kid said he came around and seen one of the shooters.
One of the shooters was arrested.
That's obviously very possible, but I'll say this as just a counter. We all know how schools are in general. There's lots of hallways. U-shaped hallways.
What's that fucking game where you fucking tell somebody one thing, you sit in a circle, you whisper something?
I'm not talking about that. I'm saying when you fire a gun in the hallway.
Oh, like the echo.
The echoes would travel to different parts of the hallway.
Chris is confusing reverberation the telephone game.
Yeah. The sound travels, and you may hear, he may be shooting over here, but because of the echo, it's coming across on this hallway.
Maybe.
A lot of places have full circled hallways, or U-shaped hallways. And so I'm just saying that it's possible that somebody could be here. I'm a huge fan of a donut operator, so I watch a lot of those gun videos, and police shootings. And I just watched the one where the guy in Allen, Texas, where there was the mass shooting and the police officer that was a badass that took that fucker down.
Yeah.
But when the shots were happening, like, you know, it's so loud and it sounds like, because it's echoing down halls and shit.
You get disoriented on
it. It's a little funky. So it's not shocking that.
I don't know the layout of the school, though. I mean, I'm assuming it's an outdoor school because it's in Georgia. It's probably hot. I don't know.
An outdoor school?
You think? I don't know, man.
Yeah, like outdoor hallways and all that stuff.
I feel like that's not nearly as common as people think. Like, we don't have any here that I'm aware of.
Mm-mm.
And it's hot as balls. You know what I'm saying? I think that's not as common, like, to have the outside, especially now.
I've never seen a school like that. Is there schools like that?
Mark Morris High School.
All the hallways are just outside?
Well, they're just outside.
Even my elementary school in California was. Yeah.
And our elementary school up in Washington was, too. All the classroom doors were outside.
Yep. Weird.
Yeah, there are schools like that. So, to be fair, we don't know anything about it.
My school. Everything was inside.
I think that the school has a lot to answer for, man. They really have lot to answer for. And that lawsuits are going to be motherfucking crazy, dude.
If they had, clearly had forewarning.
Yeah.
And if I honestly don't know. There hasn't really been anything reported what fucking measures they took to try to, like, eliminate this threat.
Sure. Yeah.
But
is that your knee, Chris?
Yeah, that's my knee.
My God.
What?
I haven't seen something so hairy and white in my life.
Well, I was getting comfortable. And
I haven't
then
seen
now
your knee
fucking
in like 17 years since you left Longview.
Well, the knee part is a little whiter than below the knee. But
it looks like, I wear stuff from my angle. You know what I'm saying? It looks like somebody got some leg cut off there. You know what I mean?
Kablammo.
Oh, shark attack.
My legs aren't that hairy, dude.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
I mean, you got decently hairy legs.
I do got decent.
I don't have hair at all on my legs. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Nah. I'm a little hairless.
Well, I mean, so to close this topic out, because, Chris, you do have a topic, a scientific breakthrough that could change the world that I do want to hear about.
Yeah.
Is that serious?
Kind of.
That's all here, but
kinda.
It's kind of.
We've done a couple of those in the past.
Yeah, dude. So, I think that as this progresses, you're going to see more and more information come out about why didn't the school do anything about this. This is going to be the main topic about this.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I think Republicans focus in on.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I think people are going to dig into that. Like, how could have this been prevented, especially if they got a warning call?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because we know they're going to happen. It's going to happen, whether we like it or not. And the whole idea is how do we prevent it?
It's going
to
be attempted.
And they had an opportunity to prevent this, or at least mitigate this to some form, and they did not. So,
absolutely,
yeah. All right. So, what's the breakthrough, right, man? I want to know what this breakthrough is. Is this a dick extending breakthrough? Like a
no,
I wish.
No, man,
you'd definitely be breaking.
Come on,
through.
Give me past the 5-inch mark, baby.
Breaking through
those jeans. Sure. You know what I'm saying?
No, there was a breakthrough in electromagnetic levitation, apparently, and I thought this was very interesting.
Whoa, wait. So Chris Angel broke this theory like 12 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Mind freak!
No.
Oh, so you got to say it says in a potentially groundbreaking.
Well, yeah. Yes, potentially groundbreaking. So so apparently this plasma physicist, whatever that is, John Brandenburg.
Brandenburg.
Oh, yeah. Brandon, I said that really
You
weird.
Said it real fancy, bro.
Brandenburg.
He reported successful laboratory demonstrations of gravity modification using electromagnetic fields. And immediately I was like, ooh, that could be cool.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because, like, especially if you're able to manipulate gravity, now we have shit just like fucking aliens do.
Maybe.
Well, they already do have, like, electromagnetic train tracks. Right, where the trains will float on the train track.
Yes, but he did this in like a very small. Obviously, he did this in a very small thing. The first demonstration started with like balloons, and then he ranged up to 3-phase electricity, like power.
Mm. I love how like you're just insatiable, like your burping power. It's just like I got real good. Well, that's what happens. Well. Like beer will do that to you. It'll give you the burp sometimes.
So my first thought is like, okay, so this is the thing. This is what's gonna kickstart the revolution of transportation.
You think so?
I mean, why wouldn't it? Unless they're just gonna be like, hey, I fucking found this out. We fucking got this figured out,
And then it just we're actually not going to do anything with that.
Well,
is there an article or anything to point to? Or
there's this guy just fucking shared the news on the Mario Knopfall,
yeah,
whatever.
Oh, and
then,
yeah.
And then he shared this, and I just thought it was.
I mean, they're making bold claims. You know, they're saying that this obviously could, you know, open up space travel and certain technologies. It says the most striking result reportedly showed a 150 milligram weight loss in a coil suspended from a sensitive load cell. It's a lot of stuff, but the significance of this announcement cannot be overstated. That's obviously somebody saying that. You know what I mean? If Brandenburg's findings are confirmed, they would represent the first laboratory demonstration of controlled gravity modification. All that would be great. But, I, you know, you see these things, and I just get red flags. When I
what
see,
do you mean?
Well, I just, first of all, who is this dude? And then when I see when I see the little...
It's Mario Knopfwall.
Yeah, when I see the little police siren thing with, like, alert, breaking... I just immediately, like, I'm not saying I'm right. I'm just saying I immediately go, like, oh, boy, here we go. You know, it's like some over
the top. Somebody starting a Twitter thread with, holy schlit.
Yeah, well,
like that's like what everybody has to say, so they don't get the whole cursing.
Well, there's
flag,
a bunch of fucking articles about it, about this guy and his discoveries. Just putting him right into the thing, it's like there's a bunch of shit about him, about the
the Brandenburg.
Yeah, that physicist guy.
SecretSpaceProgram.com or .org, John Brandenburg.
Okay, that's just one of them.
Oh baby,
okay.
Skeptike. I like that name, Skeptike.
That sounds like a racial slur.
Research
what did you call
gate,
me?
Rational Wiki. Like, you know, that's the issue that I have with it. You know, like, and maybe those are great sites. I'm not, I don't know. I've never visited them. But, like,
but you want CNN to do it.
I don't want CNN to do it. I just want somebody of, like, that actually has some, like, I don't know. I just feel like these are, like, who are these people? Like, how significant is it? You know what I'm saying? Like, is it real? It's definitely not CNN. But what CNN or Fox does is they do have some people on there that you've, you know, could listen to and be like, I've seen this guy around. He definitely knows some things about it. You know, it's like the Brett Weinsteins of the world. Like, what does he think of this shit? Or, you know, not that he knows everything, but like somebody that has some rational idea to it.
He's more of a bigger name person that would
just,
that people are going to take him more seriously.
Because I think it's going to happen someday. You know, there's no doubt.
Well, obviously, this is very like, it's breakthrough. So it's very adolescent in its fucking development here. So
dude,
this
I think
becoming something
I think,
actually used in society is going to be fucking, what, 50 years?
Yeah. Let me read this real quick. Rational Wiki, okay? I don't know how real this is, but it says John E. Brandenburg is a plasma physicist who went somewhat off the rails in 2012 and started proclaiming that he saw clear evidence of a thermonuclear war on Mars in the distant past.
Oh.
This offbeat idea attracted the attention of woo peddlers. I like that name.
Woo peddlers.
And gave a mighty boost to the blah, blah, blah. So, like, is he a guy that, like, is, you know, making...
It's just fucking crazy?
Now, this is some off-rational... Like, who knows what the fuck this site is? You know what I'm saying? But, like...
Who gave a mighty boost to it? To the sales of his books.
Both of nonfiction books and science fiction books that he wrote using the nom de plume Victor Norgardi.
Oh, so
nom de plume, dude.
Hey,
I like that.
Hey.
They threw that in there.
Yeah, I mean, he's using a fake name to to do his stuff, but so did our founding fathers.
Well, and so did freaking Garth Brooks, dude.
That's
Chris
true.
Gaines.
That's true.
True that. Career and credentials. It says Brandenburg got his BA in physics from South Oregon University in Ashland. He's from Ashland, bro.
He's from Oregon.
His MS in applied science at University of California, Davis, and his PhD in theoretical plasma physics. So,
he's a fucking smart dude.
Yeah, sure. You know,
dude, I've heard about this whole thing in mainstream news, dude. I heard about this, not just like from this Mario guy, but this was like a story, I don't know, maybe a month ago.
Okay.
But it wasn't like super fringe. Like it's making it sound very fringe because of the websites that are being pulled up.
Yeah. So, and that's what I'm saying. I certainly am not the one. I think all of us are this way. We're not the ones that are like, we need CNN to make sure that this is like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I'm just saying there's lots of very smart people who are not a part of CNN, you know, who are not a part of Fox, who comes out and talks about these things. And I just don't know much about him. And it's something that I'm very interested in. I think we all are.
I mean, I just bookmarked something. It's like him. So, like, we can go to him as the direct source and just be like, okay, so what is he talking about? He posts all these, like, fucking formulas that, like, no, I have honestly no idea what the hell this shit is. But he gives you links to, like, Confluence Institute. What? I mean, apparently this is something that he is involved in. So if you click on that link, I don't know if there's anything. It doesn't really look like there's that much. But
it just opens up, like, a PDF files.
Yeah, I just I see this and my brain goes like, fuck high school, no. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to fucking too many.
As soon as I see this,
yeah, I can't understand it, dude.
Yeah,
I immediately go
G sub B equals sigma alpha Q squared M to the P power.
As soon as I see that, I immediately go, yeah, man, I figured that out while I was sweeping the halls of a college as a janitor.
You know what I think
also,
of?
You know, just like the script of Good Will Hunting, except it was real life.
Or The Simpsons, dude, where they actually, the episode where they had the Higgs boson equation written on the fucking chalkboard.
Way before it even became a thing.
How?
Yeah.
How is that possible?
The stuff that like gets me, though, is like he put this out, and then like the top comment is from Fake Jesus. That's the name. It says, fantastic, congrats. Perhaps my proposed experiment can verify it further. And he actually commented back, can you change water into wine? Perhaps.
Well, it's because his name is Fake Jesus.
I know, but I'm just, you know, it's just like, I just.
So the guy is smart and comical. I guess. So I trust him more now.
I guess.
Dude, I say we invite Dr. Brandon Berg on the show and
I'm
we
down.
Ask him about this shit.
I'm
like,
down,
have
dude.
Him explain it.
I mean,
guy,
look at him.
Boy, he looks like he would never do our show. I got to be honest with you.
Hell yeah, he would. Come on, dude.
He's got those.
He like, looks like a senator from North Carolina.
Yeah, he's got those kind eyes, though. You know what I'm saying? He's got those eyes that are kind of, they're not like, I don't know.
What's Kevin Spacey's name in House of Cards?
I don't remember.
I haven't seen that for a long time, my friend. Don't know.
He looks like that guy's name.
I think it's, dude, I think we're bound to get to that point. And I'll say this, like, you know, just obviously I'm leery on some of this.
Frank Underwood.
Underwood. That he does look like a Frank Underwood, huh?
Doesn't he?
Yeah.
Hey, my name is Frank Underwood. I'm here to solve your problems.
I'm here to change things up a bit.
I'm here to fuck with your gravity, baby.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm good. You better solve my equation.
Yeah, think about that. That's like the new diet.
If you're
plan.
Heavy,
that's the new diet.
I'm
plan.
Frank Underwood. If you're heavy, I can make you light.
I can make you lighter without making you lose any weight. You know what I'm saying? I can just put a gravity.
That's a new weight loss program.
I lost 100 pounds and I didn't do anything. Literally, I'm just floating around, dude. You know what I mean?
Thanks, Frank.
Thanks, anti gravity. Fuck yeah.
You know, I still have this fat ring around my waist, but the number's low.
Golly, dude. I you know. I think we probably have some of this shit. I got to be honest with you. I feel like I think the government probably has some of this shit.
The anti-gravity shit?
Yeah, I think so, dude.
Absolutely.
If you believe at all in like Bob Lazar.
Maybe a little.
If you believe at all in Bob Lazar or you believe at all that we have crashed UFOs or any of that stuff, if there's any thing there that says we may, like I would have to assume that we have something like this already.
So you're thinking like there's some secret op scientists
that
are looking at this guy and going, dude, that was so 10 years ago.
Yeah. I mean, if you're not in the loop, right? Like we could, you know, spend decades trying to figure that out. Like the private sector can spend decades trying to figure this out, yet they're underground somewhere in Nevada and they're like beyond this point. They're actually utilizing this shit in some aspects. You know, like that stuff to me is very possible.
The only thing that doesn't make any sense to me, if that was true, and say they have figured it out and like it's like, why wouldn't you make use of it?
They probably do.
Where?
Maybe all the shit that we're seeing is it.
But
maybe a lot of it is what we're seeing.
No, I mean,
is it.
Do you realize how much economic fucking shit that would solve?
Yeah.
If like you were able, if you did figure out that technology and you're some fucking secret agent, fucking scientist underground in Nevada, like Dave said, and you figured this shit out, Bob Lazar style.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't, as the country, why wouldn't you say, hey, we can relieve so much fucking shit with this? Like, not only can we use it for military purposes, but also economic purposes. And we can
fix and solve so many problems.
What economically, though? Like, what,
yeah, they're making so much money right now off gas, dude.
Like, and what, like, economical aspects are you roads. Thinking?
Roads, exactly. We don't have to. We wouldn't have to build so many fucking roads, and we wouldn't have to maintain all these roads so much because we're not actually riding on them anymore.
Well, that's like, they want you to ride on them because they want you to buy cars. They want you to, like, even like electric vehicles, dude. Like, if you're thinking about this, like, holistically, like, we want the world to be a better place, then yes, I agree with you. But that's not how people with a lot of money and people in charge think. They go, how can we create a product and still maintain control over?
Yeah, but can you imagine, like, the power transition that would happen? Like, if you started to implement the kind of shit into your society and say, oh, now our elevators aren't fucking... on cables. Now they just kind of raise themselves. Oh, now all this shit, like, we developed a whole new technology and we emphasize that in areas where that would benefit our country the most. If you're another country and you're seeing that and said, oh shit, they're using that just in normal everyday shit, I can't even imagine what kind of shit they'd come after us with if we tried to do something.
Yeah, I think that there's, first of all, I think it would take a long time to implement all this stuff. Like, right, you're talking about changing all systems, which is what it is. But the real thing is you have this, everything's quote unquote functioning. You know what I'm saying? Like, elevators, roads, they function, they work, we use them, they seem to work. Vehicles, same thing. That's why electric's having problems, because the gas works and people like it. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're not.
They don't like it. They just need it. They have to.
Yeah, but
it.
I would argue that most people prefer it, to be honest.
Well, I mean, we bottle it up and use it as cologne.
Yeah, but that doesn't.
I mean, we love it.
Just because you have the technology doesn't mean you have to exile everything else.
I think what I could see being the case is, first of all, I think it's a lot bigger than that. I think it's more powerful than that. I think it's really looked at as a form of weapon more than it is personal shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like if they have this, they're looking at this exclusively as
defense contractor.
Yeah. And if they use it in public, you don't think China's going to steal it immediately. Russia's going to steal it immediately.
If you were able to scale this up, do you imagine what that would do to space travel?
Yeah, but check this out. Did you watch Oppenheimer?
No.
Great movie, by the way. It's a fucking great movie. But his thing, Oppenheimer's thing, and this is factual, he was very concerned about building the nuclear weapon because it would change the world. And it did. I mean, arguably, it did change the world. And so why was he concerned? Because he knew once it became a thing and once it was able to be used, other people would use it. What is that? Oh, yeah.
I am the destroyer of worlds.
Sure, right? But here's the thing. This is also in that realm. Once this is opened up and it becomes available, we may use it for elevators and roads and all this other shit someday. But, like, what's stopping Russia from going, we could own the world with
this
shit?
Why can't we make flying tanks?
With every
innovation, do we always have to worry about threats and stuff? I get it. Like, it's just super annoying that, like, we always have to go to, like, well, if another country gets this, they're going to try to kill us.
I know, but let's be real, though. Like, real, real honest, okay? This is not just some new innovation.
We've had nukes forever, and they haven't done anything.
I know, but my point is nuclear weapons really have a singular purpose, to destroy, right? Like, we know that.
Yeah.
That's what it is for, and that is terrible, and it does change the world. But this is not the same as a new phone or even a nuclear weapon. You're talking about something that absolutely alters the entire Earth. Mm-hmm. 100%. It sends us forward 1,000, 15, 2,000, whoever. You know, it sends us forward massive amounts of time.
Yeah.
And that changes everything. So this is not on the same level.
Well, I mean,
maybe there are concerns.
Just look at it in perspective. Like, look in the last fucking 100 years, the difference in technological advances that has happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, mostly in electronics. But, dude, I remember there was a general or something in front of, like, you know, where Jean-Pierre stands. He was in, like, those, like, press conference things. And he was talking about how they have technology in the military to get from California to New York in, like, less than an hour.
Yeah.
So it's like, what is this? And they're not going to tell us, but it's like what Dave was saying. Like, they're using this for weaponry in case they have to do something really fast, get in, get out, drop a bomb, do whatever. Extract somebody, get them out of there, just go.
But hasn't there been situations like that already?
And why haven't they used it?
No. What do you
Maybe
mean?
They have. I don't know.
I don't think we've seen the big fucking grandiose thing yet. You know, I think this is be conspiratorial about it, right? Russia has the potential to to use nuclear weapons on people. China mm-hmm. absolutely has the potential to use nukes. Why don't they? Why haven't they?
Because everyone knows what would happen.
Possibly, or just being weird with it, right? Like, what if the word on the street is that we do have Area 51, and the word on the street is that we do actually possess these things that are...
Oh, they don't want to blow it up.
No, what I'm saying is
they'd rather come take over and take
it
from us.
Yeah. I'm sure. That's not what I'm getting at. My point is what...
They want a bigger penis.
What if they're afraid? Shit, we're always wrong. They're afraid of what we have? You know what I'm saying? Like, what if that literally is the reason why there hasn't been the nuclear war that has been talked about for 30 years? What if they go, listen, we can do it, but they have the shit that we think they have and that they've kind of murmured that they have, and they could just destroy us immediately. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they could take out all of our shit. We'd be fucked. You know, like, what if that was a thing?
Hmm. Well, the big thing is that, Dave, and the thing that people, like, the more, like, logical thing that people talk about is land. They don't want to blow up the land because they want to inhabit it and use it. So it's like you can't, like, have this nuclear wasteland. You have to, like, be conscious about what you do with your nuclear bombs, you know? But, I mean, that's why Hiroshima and Nagasaki, it blows my mind that people are still living there today, you know? It's like I thought these were, like, nuclear wastelands that just were, like, Chernobyl.
Well, no, I think those were nuclear bombs. But they were not, didn't have, like, the radiation.
They definitely had
the nuclear
radiation.
Stuff was just gone.
I think they definitely had the radiation. Who knows if it's, we think of Chernobyl, and that was such a different situation, right? Like, that was, you know, what was it called?
Well, and I don't know if they're telling the truth about Chernobyl.
I'm not sure either. But, like, the truth is, like, maybe it's not as devastating. You know what I mean? Like, maybe the initial burst is very devastating. You get a ton of this shit just blown right at you. Mm-hmm. You know, you breathe it in for long periods of time. But once it just dissipates, who knows? I don't really fucking know.
Miss Cupcake says people still live in Chernobyl.
They do.
Do they have three eyes and a humpback?
No.
I mean, what are they?
They've actually, there's a guy, I can't remember his name, but he travels and shit. And he went to Chernobyl and they found that there was a lot of areas that are coming back more quickly than they thought was going to, you know, get to normal levels. Cause you can actually go in there for periods of time. They do still have you shouldn't be in there more than an hour. Mm. You shouldn't have your mask off for X amount of time. But it's not, you know, this whole 1,000 years of despair. Like, I don't know if that's accurate. And I think that's.
Yeah. It's kind of like you ever watch the show, The 100?
No, I've never seen it.
No, but I was going to ask you about Monarch, dude. Project Monarch?
I don't remember that.
It's about Godzilla and the monsters with Kurt Russell.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
Did you guys ever watch that? I know it's on Apple TV. It's on a weird fight. Like, who watches Apple TV? It's weird.
Not very many people, I feel like.
Right?
Yeah.
And so, but I have my ways, so I was able to watch it. You know, I'm not going to say what I did, but I watched it, and the first episode or two, they go into Chernobyl, and they come in, contact with this kid who's in the forest with a gun. They're like, what are you doing here? And the government lied to you. You don't need those masks on, because they all had masks and stuff. He's like, oh, we can breathe the air. And the whole thing was a facade. Mm. And they go down there, and what it was is they were hiding one of these monarchs, and the monarchs are called the titans, the the monsters, right?
Yeah.
That's so it was just interesting.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, maybe.
So maybe Godzilla is in Chernobyl.
That's what I'm fucking saying, dude.
Huh. Okay.
I mean,
duh. It's it could be even more obvious.
There's some fucking cockroach that just was been breathing that shit for 30 years, and it's just the size of a fucking town.
What he didn't mention was that kid in the forest also had antlers.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had hooves for feet.
He had a huge toxic dick. You know what I'm saying?
He's like, they lied to you. You don't need those masks, as he has weird appendages on his body.
My semen
he turns
glows,
around and
kids.
His back is wide open. I can see an open flesh wound.
Dude. That's fucking bad, dude. Every time you come, it's bright green, like a neon Mountain Dew, dude.
Like a glow stick, the inside of a glow
stick. I jizz Surge.
Gives you energy, baby.
Surge pop.
I think it's interesting, man. I think it's cool. I want people to do this stuff, but I think that we already have this shit. I think we already have it. You know what I mean?
I think we probably have forms of it, I would assume, but it's going to take the private sector to catch up to that, to be able to implement it into society. Because they're not just going to release that. They're just going to, hey, this is what we got. You guys go ahead and use
it. We ain't going to see it.
However,
we're not going to even see it.
You know, so like, if anybody buys what David Wilcox, I think he was an absolute fraud.
Yeah.
But if you buy what he's saying, he was saying that when Trump gets back in, they're going to be implementing the levitating cars, this whole new revelation. Like it's going to be, or not revelation, renaissance. That's what I was saying. The other R word.
Yeah.
It's going to be like a new renaissance because Trump is going to allow the breath.
Well, I don't see it. I don't see it anytime soon. I think it's just too much. Can you imagine people like how bad they are at driving, flying? It's going to be fucking nightmarish, dude. And you're also,
it already is.
I know, but you're up in the air, bro. They hit you, you just fall. You know what I'm saying? Like there's no safety nets. Like you're just up. You know what I mean? It's weird. If you think about the like logistics behind it, it's really fucking weird. And we have planes. We've had planes for how long? And they're not personal. You know what I'm saying? Like the only time you're ever on a plane is when you're in a fucking
I guarantee Boeing. You if we ended up getting like flying vehicles, they're not going to be driven by people. They're going to drive themselves. The Teslas already do that. So why couldn't they expand on that and say, "Hey, you can buy these, but you're going to ride in it."
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And it follows,
that's actually what I think is happening with Boeing. You know, like all these Boeing crashes and Boeing problems. I feel like that's intentional. I think it's Elon Musk.
You think Elon Musk is making the planes crash?
Maybe. I think that he's going to replace Boeing. Uh-huh. So Starlink or X or whatever, SpaceX, they're going to come out with commercial flights.
With a plane?
Yeah, I feel his company will take over Boeing.
I just feel like of all the stuff, like in all honesty, flying to a lot of people is the scariest thing. Like, you know, whether you fly well or not, but I think in general, like what is a fear? Flying is a fear for a lot of people. You don't feel because you're not in control.
I feel like it's a smaller.
Well, but I'm percentage. Saying like you're on a plane, you're not in control. You're relying on these two people to get you and land you safely. And you know what I'm saying?
And
the plane is problematic. And I just feel like that is a hard fucking sell. I got to be completely honest with you. They say, hey, we have automated planes that are going to fly you around. I think people that aren't afraid to fly are going to be like, nah, I'm not. Fuck that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to have something up in the air. How many fucking feet up in the air going 800 miles per hour that has no manpower control? Like, eh.
I'm sure they would still have people there.
Yeah, maybe, but
just in case.
Yeah. You know, who knows?
JIC.
Hey, another thing, actually, before we wrap up here, there's one more thing I wanted to get you guys' take on. So this, what is it? It's not a space station. It's a fucking...
The sound. You're talking about the sound. The
star. Did you listen to this?
Yeah, I heard it. Yeah.
I want to play this.
Pings.
I don't even know what Starliner. I don't even know what the Starliner is, for one.
Well, it's Boeing.
It is Boeing. That's true. Mm-hmm. Apparently, they started getting sonar noises or something through their speakers inside their cabin or something.
Yeah.
And they recorded it and sent it back to NASA or something. Whoever they're in communication with.
Houston, we got a problem.
And they didn't know what the fuck it was. And they're like, oh, that's very interesting. We'll analyze that and get back to you. But it just randomly started coming over their ship.
Yeah, but they're having major issues with their shit right now.
What do you mean?
They're stuck up there. If I'm not, that's the whole.
Oh
thing.
Yeah, yeah. They are for another year, right?
Well, they're supposed to be.
It's like sometime in 2020 next
February 2025.
Yeah,
2/25/2025. Mm. That's when they're coming back.
Nice.
And they got stuck up there on June 6th, 2024.
Mm.
So I'm just saying, 666. They got stuck.
But is it not weird that they're stuck there, and then now they're starting getting weird interference into their fucking stuff?
It's the devil, dude. The devil's up there. It's a fucking demon in their shit.
You know,
that's what happens when you get a demon in your shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, play it real quick. I mean, it's, you know, it's, to me, it sounds like a pretty generic, like, alarm sound.
But it sounds underwater sonar, doesn't it? It sounds like underwater.
It kind of does. It also sounds like every fucking alien thing you'd watch in a movie.
Here.
It's like so generic, like so on point.
I've got a question about Starliner.
And it's just audio.
It's
with you, so.
Go ahead. It's a strange noise coming through the speaker, and I didn't know if you could connect into the Starliner and let me keep mic and let you hear. I don't know what's making it, but I don't know if it's something that maybe is connected between here and there making that happen, but... anyway, can you do that?
We can configure that, Butch. Give us a minute.
Butch.
Butch. Of course. I love it.
Station Houston on 2. We're configured for audio via hardline. And
hold on. Do you guys ever watch the movie Rocket Man?
It's been a minute, but yeah.
Wasn't that the guy's name, Butch?
I think so. I
feel probably. Like
it was. I think it
sounds
was.
About right.
Sounds like a terrible
that
name.
Was hilarious.
Anybody in a rocket should be named Butch.
Yeah.
Even if it's a woman.
Give us a call.
Okay, I'm in Starliner, and how do you read?
5x5, how me?
Okay, I'm gonna
put
the mic up.
Five by five.
Copy. Hear that? At negative, Butch. We did not hear anything.
You hear that?
That one came through. It was kind of like a pulsing
right
noise.
He goes,
almost like a
I'll do it again.
Sonar ping.
Yeah, I'll do it one more time, and I'll let y'all scratch your heads and see if you can figure out what's going on. Here we go.
See, what's weird is it goes bang, bang, bang. Like yeah. It's replaying.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, over to you. Call us if you figure it out.
Yep, good recording.
Good recording.
Good recording. Good call, Butch.
Yeah, I'll let you figure it out. Bye.
Yeah. Anyway, thought that was fucking weird. Have a good night. You know what I mean? Like, okay, end of story.
I got a weird sound coming over the speakers. Thought I'd let you guys know. All right, later.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to go take a whiz out this fucking peak hole. Yeah.
I'm going to go have my freeze-dried ice cream real quick. Thanks,
I'm stuck
Bob.
Here for another 10 months. I'll see you guys later.
Can I gulp down some bang? He's like, can I bang my coworker here? Because I'm fucking horny. I wasn't supposed to be up here this long. I'm fucking hard as a rock right now. That's actually that's my dick bouncing off the wall right there.
As you know, we were up here longer than we should have been. We're running out of food, but here's a weird sound I heard.
Hey there, Houston. What if she's pregnant right now?
Have anyone ever had a baby in
that's
space?
That's actually the baby sound. It's like the heartbeat
it's
of the
sonar,
baby.
Or the fucking, they're on the belly, dude.
Yeah,
it's a heartbeat.
He's trying to tell him without actually telling him. He's like,
it's a good play though. He's like, hey man, listen, we have to wait a year to come down. Like, if I get her knocked up, they may have to come quicker. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, she's pregnant. She's going to deliver here. We got
to
get
out. They're just
going
to show back up to Earth with an alien baby.
Yeah, it's going
to
be a weird anti gravity baby. It's going to be like this little scrawny fucking alien.
That's how superheroes are born.
Yeah, man. Maybe that's what. Yeah. That's what they should, you know, can they have a baby in space, and what's that do to the, do to them?
They were actually trying to do that.
I heard they were.
Were they?
Yeah. Like a while ago, they were, they had the first experiment where they sent a man and a woman up, and they were going to try to get impregnated up there.
What if it came out just super alien looking?
We talked about this. Remember on the show, the jizz flying through anti-gravity.
Oh,
you're like, what do we do with it?
Yeah.
How do we get rid of it?
Well, there wouldn't be jizz flying through the air if you were purposely trying to impregnate somebody.
That's true.
Well, I'm just saying.
You know, a leakage. A
little, you know.
A little drippage.
You never know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, you're not just going to keep all of it in you.
They're like, Samantha, you cannot let that get into the electrical equipment. You must swallow it.
It has
you
a must swallow it. If you let any of that out, we all die.
I need you to gulp it down. This is for America.
Space porn. Dude, like a space porn movie where you're just like a fake horror movie where the semen is just like this alien floating in the sky. Like, oh no.
It's the real blob. You know what I'm saying? Okay, we're getting off the tracks here. Interesting. Interesting.
It is weird.
Yeah, you know.
I mean, it's probably fake.
I don't know if it's fake. I think it just could be that shit's fucking failing for all over the place right now. So maybe, you know, I don't know. Who knows?
Or it's some sonar from another planet.
Maybe. Maybe it's the aliens just slowly just keep letting us know. We're here.
Watch, it's just going to disappear. And they're going to be like,
The whole thing.
Yeah,
the people and everything is just gone.
Yeah, Starliner is star gone. You know what I'm saying? Like, bye-bye.
Star gone. Yeah, the star aliens gone. Communicate later, we fucking warned you guys. We sent you the sonar.
Yeah, that was our voices saying, we're fucking stealing you.
And we said,
wow, you guys are dumb.
Mom. Yeah. Clearly, you didn't understand what we were saying.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Idiots. You know what I'm saying?
All right, good show, dudes.
Good job, man.
Good show.
All right. Well,
hopefully everybody stays safe out there with the frickin' shooters.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. It's going to be an interesting week with that kind of stuff, man.
All right, guys. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Go leave a rate and review on whatever you're listening on, whether it be Spotify, Apple, fucking YouTube, whatever it is. Greg likes to read them while he poops.
Yep.
Yes.
And then if you haven't already, go over to Patreon and sign up for that. We've got a call-in show this Friday. Those are always fun.
Fuck yeah.
Do it, do it.
Take care, guys.
Later, guys.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.